The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, 19th day of July, 2021. Steve Elkins down in Florida. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John. Welcome back.
I am live. I am not Memorex. Thank you for sitting in for me last week. Appreciate that. A little thing happened to us. I think most people noticed Friday a week ago. All of a sudden, we have no website. And we contacted the people we were supposed to contact, and they didn't know anything about it. I said, well, wait a minute. How can you have a website registered with you guys and it disappears and you don't know what happened to it? Why am I paying you? Well, we're hosting your website. I said, yeah, you're hosting it. It's unhosted, and you can't tell me who did the toasting? Can't. Nope, can't. Well, it turns out it was ICANN. Now, ICANN, if you think you're secure in your servers, think again. ICANN is the Internet Corporation for assigned names and numbers, hence ICANN. It's an American multi-stakeholder group, this is according to Wikipedia, and nonprofit organization responsible for coordinating the maintenance and procedures of several databases related to namespaces and numerical spaces of the Internet, ensuring the network's stable and secure operation. Nonprofit organization. How many organizations do you know, Steve, that are nonprofit, that are there every day, that have this kind of power to pull? And by the way, when we requested of ICANN, excuse me, what's the reason you pulled the website? There was no response. There was no reason given.
Yeah, interesting.
Now, one of the people that were digging around and talked to, I don't know who the hell they talked to, but, you know, these guys are all, you know, they're Gates-like. They think of themselves, we're Internet kings, and this is our spot, and... Yeah.
Gatekeepers.
There you go. Well,
gatekeepers.
We were told that there was a complaint that was lodged by the New Zealand government over the Christchurch shootings that happened back in 2018. That was the unofficial, through the grapevine, reasoning, but there was nothing ever told us. Oh, well, you know, you were warned. No, I was not warned. And again, First Amendment time here, folks. I think ICANN, once they took a look at the formal complaint we put in, they went, whoa, we're just not going to respond. Just put them back up. And who is an organization that is on the job, that knows exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it, that's a nonprofit? Yeah, nonprofit? But it's Internet Corporation for Assigned Names. Well, corporation, that's okay. At any rate, make a very long story short, they unplugged us for no damn reason at all, and then plugged us back in at their leisure.
Right. Well, I remember the video quite well. It had a lot of flaws. It had a lot of irregularities, and we thought, how could you shoot through a windshield?
Mm-hmm.
The bullets were going off to the side here, and it was a very odd thing, and there was not enough blood. And a headshot. I remember the headshot of a woman on the ground. He walked by, headshot, which should have blown the side of her skull out, and it didn't do it.
Yeah.
And there was no blood.
Well, and there were other
irregularities. They must have been upset what we thought and our interpretation of it. It wasn't just the video itself. It was probably our interpretation of it's a false flag, probably.
Well, that and the ammunition being discharged from the weapon was just disappearing.
Right.
And I was offered some reason for that, and it's been a few years, so forgive me here, but I've been banging on the New Zealand government pretty hard. And they've got their little watchers down there watching. You know, it could be the Department of Hate Speech for all we know. How the hell do we know?
So, is there actually such a thing? Is there such a department?
Hell, I don't know. Would they tell you?
I'm sure they're going to make one if there's
Steve, everything that we do and say on the air anymore, it's violating U.S. laws on hate crime.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so until they get out the lariat and try to come and round me up, I'm pulling out the six guns and I'm, I'm going to keep blazing away.
Yeah.
It's highly disturbing. So if anybody thinks that they're untouchable in this internet cloud, think again. Mm-hmm. It was their invention. It's their toy, and they're toying with us.
Well, there's actually a new cloud, John. They're talking about the hybrid cloud now. So the cloud is not safe. It's not secure. You can steal information just as well through the cloud, but they've now come up with a new one, the hybrid cloud. I can only assume that the hybrid cloud will be more porous than the original cloud, and you just watch how much information is stolen in the hybrid cloud. Watch.
This, I love this Jen Psaki. This doesn't even sound like this doesn't even sound like a real name.
Yeah, I expect to see a Japanese woman when I hear that. Jen Psaki.
Give me warm sake. Yeah.
Yeah. A redheaded Chinese woman. Yes.
Yeah. With
flame.
Two eyes that look like piss holes in the snow. I'm loving it. At any rate, this is what she had to say about Facebook and what the government is doing with curtailing your speech. You see, it's not Mark Zuckerberg's fault. He's just yielding to the suggestions of the Biden White House. Listen to this one, Steve. This is their new democracy, the reset. Half the country are a bunch of racists that want to kill, you know, all the people that voted for Joe Biden. Now, you're going to die of your own stupidity, but that's not the point. Here's Ms. Psaki on the Constitution of the United States.
In terms of actions, Alex, that we have taken or we're working to take, I should say, from the federal government, we've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation, providing for Facebook or other platforms to measure and publicly share the impact of misinformation on their platform and the audience it's reaching. Also with the public, with all of you, to create robust enforcement strategies that bridge their properties and provide transparency about rules. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others.
Folks, are you hearing this? If you're banned from one platform, well, necessarily stands, you got to be banned from them all.
Yeah. If you are for providing misinformation out there, taking faster action against harmful posts. As you all know, information travels quite quickly. If it's up there for days and days and days, when people see it, you know, it's hard to put that back in a box. And, of course, promoting quality information algorithms. I don't know how they work, but they all do know how they work.
Yeah. Now,
is it true hate speech or just speech they hate because it's true?
Well, liars hate the truth. Okay. Yeah. So they're going to come at it in any way that they can. And basically what she's saying here is we're flagging the stuff on Facebook, and we're relieving, and I truly believe this, you know, Mark Zuckerberg had nothing to do with deplatforming people or getting rid of conservatives or being the band leader for I Hate Trump. You know, it has nothing to do with that. It's amazing to watch people throw other people under the bus.
Oh, yeah.
When they're actually the murderers themselves. But yes, with Ms. Psaki here, it's the government that's in there on the social platforms, and yeah, we're going after the disinformation artist, and yeah, it's at the Attorney General of the United States office level, and we're going to preclude people. If we don't like what you're saying, you will be deplatformed, and we'll use other tools. I hope you didn't miss this. We're going to use other tools to broach their property or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Well, let's recap something, John. They have not used science to convince you that first of all, there's a necessity to actually have this COVID jab. It's not a vaccine, a shot, an experimental gene therapy. They can't show you the science for that. So what do they do? Well, let's give you cash prizes and gift cards and free food and free video games and free stuff. Have you ever seen that ever in history before? Have you ever seen the enticement to take something and then buy you off to do so? Never in history have we ever seen something like this. Because they can't show you the science, they decide to buy you off. This is amazing. It's so obvious. It's so obvious to scam. I don't know. You'd have to be just a complete Gilligan not to see it. But I think most of us see it. And nobody, if they're coming door to door right now, and supposedly they're starting in North Carolina this week, on door-to-door, and you'll see them probably in numbers because they'll be intimidating, you know. But anybody who wanted the shot, John, has already received the shot. So those of us who don't want the shot, you can knock on our door all you want. We're not going to answer, or if we do answer, no thank you, goodbye. Kind of like a Seventh-day Adventist. Have a nice day. But it's such a scam. I mean, to buy people off, free tuition, put your hat in a lottery for $1 million, to buy you off to take an experimental gene therapy. I'm just flabbergasted that anybody, most people haven't caught on to this scam. You and I caught on long, long ago. And I guess, you know, I'm not trying to stop anybody from now on. I'm done. I've given up that venture of stopping people. If you want to take it, take it. That's fine. But I'm not going to. You know, Biden came out just last week saying, what was his little quote here? The Occupier. Take the vaccine. Those of us who have taken the vaccine are not protected until you are vaccinated. Well, what does that tell you? It doesn't work. I told you this afternoon, Vernon Buchanan in Congress, 70 years old, since 2007 in Congress. He's fully vaccinated, fully vaccinated. He comes up positive for the coronavirus. Is he sick? I don't know. The article doesn't say. It just says he's positive. No word about being sick. And then they had the audacity to put this quote in there, John. This should be a reminder that although the vaccines provide a high degree of protection, we need to remain vigilant in the fight against COVID-19. They just told you he's fully vaccinated and he's COVID positive. So where is this should be a reminder that the vaccine is in a high degree of protection? Where? Are you serious? I just read that he's positive. He's fully vaccinated. There's no high degree of protection.
That's not even a vaccine.
I know.
And I've been watching Fox News, and they're giddy. They're putting on the grins, and they're yucking it up, and more jokes on air, and trying to give the impression that everything is okay. Keep watching Fox News. At least we'll be your emotional tampon.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you what, I am sick to death of Fox News. I just wish these guys would go belly up, just rename themselves Fox and the Hen House News. I don't care what. But there isn't anything that these clowns will not do or say anymore. It's all off. By the way...
They had Alan Dershowitz on a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Sean Hannity. I can't stand Sean Hannity. I call him Sean Insanity. He has Alan Dershowitz on. Now, I remember about 6 months, 8 months ago, Alan Dershowitz says the government has the right to come to your home, hold you down, and stick a needle in you. Yeah. And he's on Fox.
Yeah. And they forget about something, that little Nuremberg thing that, the governments got together and said, well, you know what, we can't have any government shoving anything down anybody's throat, mm-hmm. up their wazoo, by way of injection into their body, whatever. The governments of the world cannot go after people. And it stood for, what, how many decades now? Now, all of a sudden, they're violating it. The news, Fox News, they'll do their little glitzy, smiley little story, won't give you any background whatsoever, will not look at the information we've been looking at, and what's been pried off of the Internet and Twitter and Facebook and all the other social platforms. We are the arbiters of truth. We will tell you what's credible and what's not, and we're going to strike those down that we find not credible. Now, if that is not your recipe for abject, in-your-face, take-over tyranny, I don't know what is. Because they're now telling you that, we got a First Amendment. Yeah, we got a second one. We're working on the second one. We're trying to get everybody's guns. But in the meantime, we'll work on that First Amendment thing. And we'll keep chipping away at that. They have no right to do this. They are allowing themselves. And, well, let me play a little clip here. It's only a couple minutes long, from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And he even addresses that. The lies and the horror of Big Pharma and this nightmare government. Here's the Kennedy they forgot to kill.
My father told me when I was a child, people in authority lie. And we all, if we are going to continue to live in a democracy,
well,
we need to understand that people in authority lie. People in authority will abuse every power that we relinquish to them. And right now, we are giving them the power to micromanage every bit of our lives 24 hours a day. They're going to know where we are. They're going to know the money that we spend. They're going to have access to our children. They're going to have the right to compel unwanted medical interventions on us. We, the Nazis did that in the camps in World War II. They tested vaccines on gypsies and Jews. And the world was so horrified after the war that we signed the Nuremberg Charter. And we all pledged when we do that, we would never again impose unwanted medical interventions on human beings without informed consent. And yet in 2 years, all of that conviction has suddenly disappeared. And people are walking around in masks where the science has not been explained to them. They are doing what they're told. They are these government agencies are orchestrating obedience, and it is not democratic. It's not the product of democracy. It's the product of a pharmaceutical-driven biosecurity agenda that will enslave the entire human race and plunge us into a dystopian nightmare where the apocalyptical forces of ignorance and greed will be running our lives and ruining our children and destroying all the dreams and dignity that we hope to give to our children.
I think that guy carries a little bit more credibility in history than Jen Psaki. What do you think?
Oh, I know so.
Oh, boy.
She's supposed to be stepping down. You know, that's got to be a tough job to go up there every day and to bat for incompetence. I couldn't do it. I'd have to say I quit. Can't do this. I can't look you straight in the face and tell you a bold lie and a bunch of BS. I'm out of here. Done.
Well, look at the blue-eyed babe that's now one of the Fox talking heads. She was the spokesperson for George W. Bush. And look what her reward was for starting something that we should have never been involved with, killing millions and wasting billions. But there she is, every day, smiling at you, batting those baby blues on Fox News. Don't you feel comforted?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And, of course, crazy California, L.A. County, is, as of Saturday night, you got to put your mask back on, even though that's been fact-checked and disproven, and even Dr. Fauci himself originally said, masks, no, that's not going to do any good. And then we can put two of them on, and then we can put three of them on. And I'll tell you what the height of ridiculousness was last year's football season, Steve, where grown men, athletes depend on getting enough oxygen into their bodies to keep performing at a high level, and here these guys are standing around with the inhibiting mask on their faces. It was a sight to behold. And by the way, in Washington, D.C., here's the people that know best. They don't need permission from the parents anymore to shoot up the kids with the vaccines. Steve, I'm telling you, somebody is not paying attention to international law here. And it doesn't seem like any filed lawsuit is going to stop these clowns. They're going to keep doing it and doing it and doing it. Do we still have Steve?
Sorry, John. Just turned my mic on. I had a kind of an argument. I was on a guest on a show in Colorado this week, and talking about the Jeff Daniels clip, and he actually believed, this person actually believed that we are a free people, and we are the greatest nation in the world. And I said, are you serious? Did you not grasp the magnitude of what Jeff Daniels was talking about, how we're first in incarcerations in the prisons, all the number ones that are really in the bad category, and the horrified look of that audience, when he busted their indoctrination bubble, we're not the greatest. We've been told this all our lives. Well, no, you're not. So we went back and forth. It didn't turn out so great, and I probably will never get called back, which is okay, because I don't want to have to work so hard to convince somebody of using rationale and using facts and figures that actually have some substance, something to them. My arguments are always been that kind of argument. They're not emotion-based arguments, because I learned in debate class, if you walk into a debate and your argument is emotional, you lose right off the bat. You cannot win an emotional argument. You have to have it fact-based. And so I kind of put him to shame to basically saying, at 40-something years old, you're 40-something years old, we've lost so many rights and freedoms since 9/11. We've lost tons of rights and freedoms since this COVID plandemic, and he agrees it is a plandemic. It was planned out. So where's the freedom? If somebody comes to your house and knocks on your door and he said, we're here to give you the shot, and you said, no, I can't, I'll refuse, and they say, no, you can't refuse, it's mandatory, they've just removed your rights and your freedoms to decide for yourself, so where are you free again? He goes, well, I'll just refuse it. And I said, and they'll hold you down. Well, and then they started to say, well, I have a Second Amendment right, and they have more guns than you. So where do you still think you're free? What is the 4th of July to you mean? Freedom is what? To eat as many hot dogs as you want, to drink as much beer as you want, to watch fireworks. Is that freedom to you? Because I told him, I said, you've lowered the bar. You've lowered the bar of acceptance of what freedom really is, and you're okay with that. Maybe that makes you feel good, because if you recognize your losses of rights and freedoms, maybe it's going to make you really angry. Maybe it's going to make you want to do something, or are you going to be timid, or are you just going to curl up in a little ball and get very depressed about this because you're not a free person? I called it as I saw it, and I don't think I'm going to call back, but I'm okay. I'm okay with that.
Now, that explains to me your extensive text to me. Now I understand the context of that. I had absolutely no idea who and what you were talking about.
Yeah, well, you know.
Now I know.
But yeah, you know.
Now you did it on air. Now everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, that's me. Straight shooter. You like me? You don't like me? That's fine. I don't care.
Well. The
what do you want to talk about?
The VAERS system.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Their COVID vaccine data. Now, this is coming from the CDC. And, folks, this is what they're not talking about. No, we're not. Well, now we need to shoot kids. Let's go start sticking babies. You know, we have all these vaccines that are just sitting around, and they do have a shelf life, so let's shoot into everything that moves or even looks human.
Right.
Well, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, out of 438,440 reports, and these are all adverse effects, folks, 26,818 deaths, 56,970 hospitalizations, sent 80,269 to urgent care, 2,152 office visits, anaphylaxis, almost 2,500, Bell's palsy, miscarriages, heart attacks, pericarditis.
Myocarditis.
Yeah. And it goes on and on and on. And this is not a vaccine. It has never been tested. You are the guinea pigs. You are the worldwide testbed on something they keep calling a vaccine, and it is not a vaccine. And it's toxic, and it's killing, and it's maiming. And they're continuing to do it.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Brave and strong, whistling past the graveyard, nothing can go wrong. Quoting from the scriptures with patriotic tears, we got the same old men with the same old fears. Standing at attention, wrapped in stars.
You know, Steve, Chicago over the weekend. 11 more people were killed, dozen shot. Yesterday, I understand that in Washington, D.C., there was a couple of shots that were popped off, and it caused a panic in an entire baseball stadium. Yeah. People running here and there and diving into... I mean, regular people were sitting in the stands, jumping on the field, diving into the batters or the dugouts for the respective teams. Everybody running helter-skelter because somebody fired off a few shots in Washington, D.C. I had never seen anything like this. You know, evidently, large crowds don't know the same thing that little brainless little fishies in the sea know, that in greater numbers, there's greater safety. So what did they think? We're sitting here watching a baseball game in the sixth inning. All of a sudden, shots go off. I might be killed. So 50,000 people go running helter-skelter like chickens with their heads cut off. And I'm sitting there and I'm wondering. In Washington, D.C., if you had 50,000 people that were sitting there strapped, like they are going to be here in Texas on September 1, I wonder how many enterprising criminals with weapons would be just popping off shots helter-skelter. It might get them shot, Steve.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, there's a bad guy with a gun, and there's a good guy with a gun somewhere walking around, and that's why I've always thought about it. And I'm glad you guys did that. I think that's a great idea. I'm not sure why it's taking till September 1st to get this thing kicked off. I thought it was already ongoing right now in Texas. No,
September 1st it becomes law, and down here in Texas we did it the correct way. We don't create law out of executive fiat. No, it actually has to go through the legislature. And even with the damn Democrats we have in the legislature down here, they couldn't stop this. So again,
good.
Texas is standing up for its people and the right for people to defend themselves. And it doesn't matter who proclaims themselves to be good guys or bad guys. But I'm telling you, this is exactly what had to take place. It's not, you know, I've given this a lot of thought. It's not the best case scenario to have a bunch of people running around strapped. You know, people are fallible. People make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And law enforcement, well, of course, the controlled unions were telling the police that, well, this is going to be horrible. You know, you guys are going to lose total control. Cops I've talked to, they don't seem to be too worried about it. Because down here in Texas, you know, there's a bunch of white people and, you know, we've suffered abuses and all kinds of transgressions and all kinds of treason, and we're not running around madcap at Mach 3 with a hair on fire shooting anything that moves. As a matter of fact, if you've noticed something, most of the shootings and the deaths in this country, guess where they're coming from? They're coming from people of color. Why is that?
Yeah, inner city.
Because of the cultural vacuum that has happened. And I could.
So is this this September 1st, John? Is this concealed carry or open carry?
No, that's open carry. Open carry.
Yeah, I talked about this before, and I actually like the idea myself personally. If it is open carry, I don't want anybody to know I have one. To be honest with you, I don't.
Well,
I think I have an advantage having a concealed carry. And walking into a store, a big, large store, I'm a guy you don't know. I like not having it shown, honestly.
Okay, but imagine this. You're a criminal with a gun. You're in a pharmacy. You're in a drugstore. There's 15 people in there. If 15 people are standing around strapped, what do you think the criminal with a gun that's about ready to commit a crime would be thinking? Let me see. I'm counting. Exactly. I'm counting here, and every person that's armed, that reduces my chances of getting out of this place after I've committed my crime. And like I said, for extreme circumstance, you have to take extreme measures. It's not fun. I'm sorry it got this far. But if people have to openly display, I'm not your victim, asshat, I am not going to be your victim today. That's a good thing. And like I said, if these criminals get the idea, you know, what the government's doing right now, Steve, is telling them, well, you know, there's certain things were crimes before that are no longer crimes. And we're not going to issue a ticket or a summons to court. We're not going to throw you in jail over it. You know, we'll just let it slide. Shoplifting, oh, to a certain dollar point. Well, okay, well, they just need to know, let the criminals know, okay, here's your new bonus here, okay? You can commit this crime, and you can go to this dollar amount, but don't go over it, because then we might have to do something about it.
Yeah.
What is happening here?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I thought it used to be grand theft was greater than $500 theft in value, correct? Now they're saying $1,000, so they've changed the rule?
Well, I don't know the law. I don't know the law in any respective state, because every state has a different threshold of what they consider. It used to be anything over.
You're walking around with a little calculator. I'm under the thousand. I'm good. I can walk out with this. Okay,
yeah.
We're good.
But the point of it is that the state and the powers that be are basically telling the criminals that it's okay. We're going to go soft on crime here.
Yeah.
We're going to let you out of jail. We're not going to...
Well, they've kind of decriminalized it.
Well,
they've decriminalized the crime. Yeah.
Well,
shoplifting, not a big deal. It's not worth shooting somebody over stealing a TV. Just let them go.
So you don't even have to worry about getting bond out of jail because, well, we're not going to require that you put up a cash bond. And that used to be a big deterrent to people that they get thrown in jail and then they can't get out and they're sitting there month after month waiting for their court dates. You know, the assumption was you were innocent until proven guilty. That used to be the assumption. It is no longer. You're guilty of something, damn it. And if you don't talk to us and don't open up completely, well, then you've got something to hide. Wait a minute. I've got First Amendment rights. I got Second Amendment. No, that doesn't matter. If you're trying to hide something, what are you trying to hide? You know, I am amazed how every maxim of law.
Try using that on a judge. What do you think the judge is going to say when you talk about First Amendment and the Constitution? Geez, he's going to come down hard on you.
Well, that's because a lot of these statutes.
Don't talk to me about the Constitution.
Well, and they've been doing this, Steve. They've been doing this for years. They've been doing this for years in cases. The judge will look the defendant straight in the eye and don't talk to me about the Constitution. I took constitutional law classes.
He didn't learn.
He didn't learn a damn thing. And what he's doing is propping up the administrative state, which violates in many cases the Constitution 16 different ways from Sunday. See, he's going to hear the administrative charges. He's going to hear the administrative stuff. He's not going to hear the constitutional stuff.
No.
Because that goes counter to his clown circus.
We also forget, John, that the prison system is privatized. Kind of think of the prison system as the same way as an airline. An airliner likes to take off with a full jet, every seat filled. Makes a lot of money that way. A prison with empty beds, well, it doesn't make much money. So you have to have prisoners. You have to lower the bar. You have to throw people in jail for everything if you want. I mean, it's a money-making scheme. It's a privatized system, the prison system. It's for making money. It's not for rehabilitation. When's the last time you ever heard anybody rehabilitated? 80% of all cons return back to prison within 3 years.
Recidivism.
For the same crime or worse.
Recidivism. Yep. And what a wonderful place to learn the craft of doing illegal things from the semi-pros. You got lots of time.
There you go.
Lots of time on your hands.
Yes, you do.
Go learn a few
more
tricks.
I'm a better criminal next time.
You know, criminals don't like to get caught, or so I've heard. Then why do they do so many monstrously stupid things like committing crimes in the first place?
Yeah.
Whereas honest people would...
Yeah, these people, they get out of prison, and you wonder why the success, there's such a small success rate of people, you know, they always return, you know, like I said, the percentages that come back. So what happens? They go back to the hood, they find the same people that got them in trouble the first place, they got in the same business they were in the first time, and so they get right back in prison. I mean, you have to totally change your environment and your people, all your people. You have to totally move away from that if you want to succeed in staying out of prison. And that's why you have so many returning, John.
Well, and
that's it.
You know, so many people like to cut corners. They're sold the American dream by Madison Avenue and the bankers and Wall Street. They're sold the American dream, and that's what you need to obtain. You need to obtain money, which gives you status. But, excuse me, a lot of them are wanting to take shortcuts and turn to a life of crime to live the life of Riley. And it don't work that way. I'll give you an example here of the cultural deficiency. Baltimore, Maryland used to be a pretty damn nice city. Mm-hmm. And when I say used to, and I mean used to, L.A. used to be a nice city. Chicago used to be, well, Chicago's had its problems, but...
Well, gangsters.
Yeah, basically gangsters. The Jewish guys are running around pretending to be mafia. But, yeah, that's a whole other subject.
They have nice suits. Don't they have nice suits?
I'm telling you.
The gangsters.
And And here's my Meyer Lansky model. How do you like those? In Baltimore alone... And this is what I'm talking about, culture. The culture of the black family in the inner cities has been totally, totally destroyed. Give an example here. what would you consider to be the grade point average of an average high school student in a Baltimore high school, Steve?
It was 1.9.
Well, you aimed a little high. 41% of high school students in Baltimore City schools earn below a 1.0 grade point average. Now,
oh, really?
Oh, yes. So what are we going to do here? Well, we're going to throw more money at the system of students that have forgotten how to learn or the reasons why they're learning things. And I had this discussion on a more personal note, and I explained to the individual, I said, look, there are certain things that are going to be required to you, and yeah, I get why you're asking the question, is this really necessary? And I get that, and I understand what you're saying. I said, I shoved all this stuff off when I was a young man, and I said, I'm sorry that I did that, because how you have to look at this is the discipline to do what is required of you, to do it in a way that you tackle it, you do it, you get it out of the way and have done with it, and then go play. Go do whatever you want. But these are some of the requirements that are graduating high school. Maybe you want to go to college. Maybe you want to get a degree. Maybe. Well, there are trade-offs in everything, and one of the trade-offs is, yeah, I was bored in school. I was bored out of my mind. I knew more about the outside world by sitting inside the classroom and staring at the world outside because the classrooms and its curriculum bored the hell out of me. You know, this one-size-fits-all, you know, let's put 25, 30 students in a classroom. Here's the curriculum. Let's teach them this. Hope they absorb it for 3 days so they can pass an exam. Did you really need it? 9 times out of 10, no. But it was the exercise of the discipline that would allow you to tackle other things in later life that you just didn't give up. You were persistent.
Right.
You saw the risk. Mm-hmm. You saw the gain. You were willing to accept that and work for it. Risk and reward. People are being rewarded now because they just want to open up their mouth and say, I need a reward, or I've been treated unfairly, or I don't have equality or equity or this or that or the other, all bull manure.
Play the victim card. Play the victim card.
There you go.
Play the victim card.
Constantly playing the victim card.
Yeah, John, you and I, we're a little bit different age, but I mean, back when we went to school, they were teaching life skills. I mean, how many classes did you have? Like, we had building trades, we had welding, we had car maintenance, we had auto body, we took typing, and it was all required, some of these things, shop class. And I tell you what, I'm so thankful to have had exposure to these things because these are life skills. I build stuff all the time, I've welded, I've done so much stuff on my own, and it's only because we had the opportunity, and those things are all been removed from our school system. They've been replaced with drag queen story hour and stupid things. But we had some life teaching, some skills they were teaching us for the future. And it's sad that's all gone now, and I don't think it's ever going to come back.
Well, but the problem again here is, let's take a look at the teachers' unions. What are they doing here? What are they doing? They are the people. They are the force behind the stuff that's being taught in schools. They're behind this. Now, who is a teachers' union that supposedly represents teachers that pay a fee to join the union? Who are they to set curriculum? Who are they to set the standard of education in schools? And to do this, and you're seeing the backlash of it right now. More and more parents are finding out about this crap that's being pumped into their kids' heads, and they're not liking it. And the teachers' unions are just sitting around going, what? Well, it's not our fault. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And nothing is being done to stop it. This is not a free school system. You're being taxed for this. And people are now starting to wake up that, wait a minute, no, I never did hear the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto to use the public school system as a transmission belt for government propaganda. No, I never heard that before. Well, you've heard it now. And that's exactly what's going on. Exactly what's going on.
Well, could you imagine a small child being told to be ashamed of his skin color and blaming that child for slavery? This is a mind game, a major mind game. But to put that in the mind of a children and send them home, shaming them for what? What did I do wrong? You're white. You're privileged.
Wait a minute. But the scarier thing here is they have the timidity and the cojuntas to do it in the first place, which tells me there's a large base of support for this, pushing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They would have never done this a decade or 20 years ago.
No way.
No, you might as well just go to the highest building in town and jump off of it. That's how much success you're going to have. It's going to come to a bad end. Now, it's like, yeah, we're going to do this. What are you going to do about it? Right in your face. By the way, when I get back here, Steve, I want to play old Ed Griffith.
Okay.
This guy, he's been an inspiration to me for a number of years, and I've known Ed for a number of years. This is something that he did, well, back in the 50s. It was true then, and it's true today. Steve Elkins, I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Here's G. Edward Griffin. I didn't say Griffith, I said Griffin. At any rate, here's my fact checker here. Who pays you, by the way? This is what he said back in the 50s about democratic communists using the same old tricks and label their opponents anti-Semitic, fascist, whatever. Here's Ed.
1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, when certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind.
In the Jewish back world order of things, he's exactly right. Why did we have laws passed over anti-Semitism? And that was rather fascinating because people, any individual, any place on earth, didn't look at another human being and dislike them because, well, they were of a different tribe. There is a reason why the Jews have gotten thrown out of hundreds of countries. Okay?
That's true.
I don't want to dive into this subject too deeply here, but who was the first ones that came up with the hate crime laws? That's right. Well, you can't be anti-Semitic. Well, wait a minute. I can speak the truth of a Nigerian or a South African or a Canadian or anybody in Israel or Palestine or any place, anywhere on the planet. I should be able to, in a responsible manner, discuss it, point out its inadequacies or its falsehoods or whatever.
Yep. Agree.
But not when it comes to the people that own and control you. They don't like that.
Nope.
So now
they changed the definition. You can't criticize even bad behavior. You know, that's your anti-Semite. Well, no, I'm nothing against Jews. I'm saying the behavior itself is bad. I'm pointing out the bad behavior, regardless if you're Jewish or whatever you
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
But now that's the new definition. You cannot criticize somebody of Jewish heritage. You can't do it.
Absolutely not.
And cannot.
My gosh. And what do you mean they're not Jews? They came from Russia? Oh, well, that's a conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm tired of people trying to patch over truth with their lies and then daring anybody to pull the Band-Aid off to see that there's no real wound there.
Right.
That's basically what you're being told. Yeah. And I'm not having any of it. Haven't had it as in my life, in my way of thinking, on this network. The truth will out. Yeah. Oh, it's hated many times. Oh, people run from it like being scalded.
But well, John, victimhood is profitable. Remember that.
That's
call yourself a victim.
That's true.
Somebody wants to quiet you, make you feel better, they give you money.
Yeah, well, there you go.
There you go.
Even though I'm a cultural idiot, I contribute nothing, I complain the loudest, I'm the most violent, but you need to listen to me. Because why? No, I don't. And I'm not. Thank you very much. Hour two coming up, we'll open up the phone lines as well. Give us a call, 512-248-8252. Steve Elkins, manning the fort down in Florida. I'm John Stadtmiller up here in Central Texas, in Round Rock, Texas. We'll be back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. but do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.